Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tracking down the suspected leaker.
In photographing the documents, he left a digital trail.
Justice Thomas Real Estate and
questions over properties he sold.
Rescues in South Florida.
Volunteers coming in with their swan buggies and high water vehicles.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. A 21-year-old Air National Guardsman is scheduled to make his first court appearance in Boston a day after he was arrested in connection with the leak of highly sensitive Pentagon information that revealed top government secrets. Correspondent Catherine Herridge is at the Pentagon.
The suspect is identified as Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira. He's accused of leaking hundreds of pages of classified military documents and CIA updates, including on the war in Ukraine, some revealing how the U.S. gathers intelligence on both allies and adversaries.
Clearly, there was harm done.
Former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper told CBS News that the security questions are urgent.
You can't think of a good reason for a 21-year-old to have access to this information.
No, I cannot think of a compelling reason, and I assume Secretary Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Milley are probably asking those same questions.
Teixeira installed fiber optic cable, and that tech job may have allowed him to monitor networks through which classified intelligence flowed.
There are new questions about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, his real estate dealings, and possible financial ties to Republican megadonor Harlan Crow. CBS's Jan Crawford has the details.
CBS News can confirm ProPublica's reporting that Crow's company purchased properties belonging to Thomas and members of his family in his hometown of Savannah, Georgia. The undisclosed 2014 deal included the purchase of a home and two vacant lots for more than $130,000. That made Crow the owner of the home Thomas's mother lived in that later underwent tens of thousands of dollars worth of renovations. But Thomas didn't report the sale, despite a federal disclosure law partly designed to help avoid conflicts of interest.
It appears that Thomas very clearly violated the law.
Joshua Kaplan is one of the reporters who wrote the story.
The Supreme Court has very, very little transparency and very, very little oversight compared to every other part of the federal government. And the justices have been, essentially almost entirely left to police themselves.
Florida is the latest state to put new restrictions on abortions. Governor DeSantis has signed a bill banning the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before some women know they're pregnant. State Republican Jenna Persons.
We change the culture of abortion to a culture of life.
The Justice Department has appealed new restrictions on the abortion pill mifepristone to the Supreme Court. They go into effect tomorrow. Fort Lauderdale Airport is scheduled to reopen in an hour from now after a once-in-a-thousand-year flood event triggered by more than 2 feet of rain that washed out roads, bridges, and trapped people in their homes and cars. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez reports from Fort Lauderdale.
Rescue teams spent Thursday going door to door looking for stranded families in some of Fort Lauderdale's hardest hit neighborhoods.
We're doing the best we can with what we have.
First responders received nearly 1,000 calls for help after more than 20 inches of rain Wednesday caused catastrophic flooding in some parts of the city.
I'm okay, just a little stressed, but I'm okay.
Volunteers stepped in to help with the rescues, some using swamp buggies to take families to safety.
The owner of an IT consulting company is expected to make a court appearance in San Francisco a day after he was arrested in the stabbing death of Silicon Valley executive Bob Lee, who founded Cash App. Police Chief Bill Scott says the two men were acquaintances.
Can't say anything about the motive at this point, but we do know that they knew each other. The evidence has told us that.
Sources tell CBS News the two were seen together the night Lee was killed.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Montana is a step closer to becoming the first state in the nation to ban TikTok. Lawmakers have approved a bill to prevent the popular video sharing app from operating there. A final vote is expected today. If it gets the thumbs up and the governor signs it, it is likely to face legal challenges. President Biden winds down his trip to Ireland today. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy has been traveling with him.
This final day of the president's trip to Ireland will have him traveling to County Mayo, where his great-great-great-grandfather Edward Blewett once lived.
His Irish roots are really deep in his heart. He said, always said, like, when he became president, he was always going to come back to Ballinlough.
Blewett sold bricks to help build a cathedral and used the proceeds to sail his wife and children to the U.S. during Ireland's potato famine. There are still Blewetts in County Mayo today, and Biden aides say the president remains in close touch with his distant cousins.
Rural Llano County, Texas, will not shut down its libraries after all. Local officials considered closing after a federal judge ordered them to return banned books related to teenagers, sex ed, and race to library shelves. Llano County's top executive says they will continue their fight in the courts. Someone's weighted down with a whole lot of change right now. Police in Philadelphia say at least $1 million worth $100,000 were stolen from a truck parked outside of a Walmart in Philadelphia. This woman guesses they'll be hard to spend.
I feel like if they try to go to the bank and cash all of it in, then they're going to get caught and they'll be like, well, where did you get all these dimes from?
Police say the truck driver had picked up the coins from the Philadelphia Mint and discovered the theft after he went home to get some sleep before making the long drive to Florida. Tampa Bay goes for a Major League Baseball record tonight in Toronto.
Brandon Lau leads off and hits a high shot into deep right field. That ball is gone.
Lau's seventh inning homer on Bally Sports helping the Rays make it a 13-0 start with their 9-3 victory over the Red Sox yesterday. Tampa Bay now ties for the longest winning streak to start a season with the 82 Braves and the 87 Brewers. It'll be curtains this weekend for Broadway's longest running show.
Silently the senses.
Phantom of the Opera will end its 35-year run Sunday. Fans have been lining up to take in one last performance.
We all thought the show was literally going to run forever.
I'm just
going
to miss it forever.
Just excited to see it before it ends.
Producers say ticket sales never recovered after the pandemic. Phantom opened on Broadway in 1988 and performed almost 14,000 shows.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cashback events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
The NFL has approved a new helmet that could help reduce concussions.
It's the first quarterback-specific helmet designed to cut down on the severity of helmet-to-ground impacts. It's made by a company called Visus. The league says hard hits account for about half of quarterback concussions, including last season's violent hit to Miami's Tua Tagovailoa.
Down he goes!
He was sidelined for more than a month. But the NFL's optimistic this new helmet will reduce concussions. It's already performing 7% better than the most popular helmet worn by QBs last season. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A surprise performance at Coachella. Blink 182 will headline opening night tonight. It'll be the first time Travis Barker, Tom DeLonge, and Mark Hoppus have played together publicly since 2014. And that's the World News Roundup. Produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.